I present to you the Appraisal Guys, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack, Tim Luke and Greg Strom. You can find them, of course, on the web, tqag.com. And a big thank you to them for the donation to our birthday fund, which we put up on Facebook. Morning, guys.
Good morning. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
6'6". I'm beginning my 66th trip around the sun.
Wow. Wow.
And I feel every one of them, too.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I might not think I'm 69, but my body is telling me that I am.
Yeah. Like, hey, dude, slow down.
Well, so what are we gonna talk about today?
Where are we? So I'm actually on the road. I'm on my way to Miami to do a damage claim appraisal, and have to get up very early to get. Actually, there is a train that we can now take from West Palm Beach that goes directly into downtown Miami, which I'm really excited about, so I don't have to be stuck in traffic all day driving down and driving back. So that's exciting.
So you're on the train, and where are you? Greg, you still home?
I'm at home. I'm home. I'm happily helping a friend of ours. She's 90 years old. She just turned 90 years old this year, and she's moving. So I'm helping her get into her new house today.
So you're just a punky. So, you're just a punky neighborhood kid then helping her.
Well, I was just going to say that I heard Marshall's announcement, of course, and I just loved it. I don't know if everybody's noticed or not, but your phone and your computer, you know, are talking. They're your new friends. They became your friends in the last few years.
That became my enemy.
It couldn't happen to a nicer...
Well, you know, you need to set the parameters for your new AI friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, what the problem is, it's my old AI friend, and I didn't even, it never did that before. It never did.
It's an upgrade. It's because they become friendlier. Like,
and they have a mind of their own. Things just
it's
happen.
Because they know where
they
you
know
live.
What you
they
want
know who
and
you
they
are.
But you
it's
know
technology.
I was having a complete and utter meltdown over those quote smart responses from Google, you know, in the new Gmail that were just driving me insane because they were so stupid. And I realized that it was merely a distraction to keep me from realizing that, well, if they're doing smart replies, that means they're reading every single freaking thing that's there. It's a complete distraction. Yeah. So it's like, oh, right. Don't even worry about the fact that the stuff is being read by something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this goes to my argument that we should have the option to go back to regular dial phones,
yep,
the old-fashioned phones. If, you know, you could have the option of doing that and just kind of get off the grid, I would love to be able to do that. I really, really would.
No, we've gone too far, too long. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, yeah, and I have to say that
the genie's out of the bottle and you can't put it back.
Right, but you do have a bunch of people who need to learn how to function when they're not just going through into the slinky hole.
I'm just going to say this. I couldn't get back to sleep after this thing woke me up, and I came up with what I think is a brilliant idea of going back to the future. And I'm going to talk with Jill about it on our ride to New York today, because I really think I came up with a really pretty interesting idea.
Okay, I'm really interested because seriously, because
I had to do something with that time.
No, but more to the point,
yeah,
we're just over there's an over
productive.
There's an oversaturation, and there's a total, so that's good. I'm excited for that. Also
well,
the astrology is good, but before we talk about what you guys want to talk about, I just want to go back for 1 second. Because it does, it appears that after all of this Sturm und Drang, that there was the Banksy was a prank that went awry.
Yes.
Right. which I think is interesting that if he, you know, Banksy put out this video that said, oh, the whole piece was supposed to shred.
Right.
So, you know, unbeknownst to him, now he's created a whole nother unique piece, which we talked about last week. But it's fascinating how the story just has legs and just continues to keep walking down the street.
Well, as I explained to you in the email that I sent you, when you sent me the story, I said to you, unbeknownst to him also, he became part of the thing that he hates the most in the art world. And
yeah.
Because he created this thing, and now he started it, and you know, you have to own it now, buddy.
The funny thing is he was trying to punk the art world, and the art world punked him.
That's exactly right. And this is what we call the law. This is known as the law of unintended consequences. There was a great book about it about 20 some odd years ago. But it's like, yeah, people, why? It was Edward Tenner, I believe. Tenner or Teller? I think it's Tenner. The law of unintended consequences, why things bite back. And it's really interesting because you do have a generation. I'm not including Banksy in this, but generally, or we've got a major political situation right now that also shows, hey, law of unintended consequences. You guys have to kind of think things through a little bit more. As my favorite educator says, a little more better, because you just don't want to leave.
Agreed.
So,
well, and now the whole unintended consequence is that this piece could probably be worth double of what it was. It's such a unique piece. There was such a fervor in the art world. Globally, everybody knows about this. I used it in a presentation when I was talking to in Tampa last week. Everybody knew about it. I mean, it's just this buzz that, especially when you're talking about something that was destroyed and but wasn't completely destroyed and now became a piece of performance art, and they want to hold on to it because the after effects are, it's amazing.
And just in terms of housekeeping, the pest control, which I do like, which is his company, had to issue a certificate of authenticity. They had to authenticate
it. For the new piece.
So it's a new piece.
And they've authenticated it.
It's totally legit. Yeah. And that's, you know, can I just say, because, and I've got to credit Sally Spillane for this, because a long time ago she said, you know, Jill, I know why you hate tragedy. And I said, okay, Sal, tell me. And she said, because in every tragedy, there's an element of stupidity, and you can't do stupid. And I will go back. I mean, I'm still working on it, but I think she might be right. But if they had, the shredder worked perfectly on paper, but you think anyone, this is, you know, I have no idea.
Right.
But I do think they,
with a little bit of canvas,
yeah.
I think the teeth got a little muscle, you know.
Exactly.
I think it got caught up in the shredder.
Of course
there.
It
Hello.
Did. Right. But it's, you know, it's just like, hey, we tested it and tested it and tested it. Yes. It's like, you
paper,
know, fifth
grade. Medium.
Exactly. Fifth grade science. Oh, here I've discovered.
Well, here's the other thing about pest control. I would hope once that piece sold for 1.5.
Hello?
Would issue a certificate of authenticity after that. Most definitely.
Oh,
she
yeah.
paid for that. But
well,
interesting.
I just want to touch on one thing before we run out of time. And that is, since today is your birthday, Marshall, you realize that today is the full moon. So last night when you were awakened at midnight to fete your birthday today.
John.
Yes. You have your birthday gift is a complete full moon tonight, which is that's a great thing.
Yeah, unfortunately, boys and girls, the complete full moon is not until tomorrow at 12:45.
October 24th.
Right. Today is October 23rd.
Oh, I guess it is the 23rd and today. The moon has not yet,
excuse me, with all due respect, the moon is in Aries. It has to move into Taurus, and it's not going to do that till tomorrow.
Well, I could still get naked and howl at the almost full moon.
Well, here's why.
Isn't that just a regular night for you?
No, yeah, it's exactly right. But here's what we've all have today, is we've got the sun now in Scorpio. And it is opposing Uranus, the planet of, how the heck, which is still in Taurus, working its way back to Aries, where it will be on Election Day, boys and girls. And I leave you with that thought.
Lovely.
Yeah. Wake up.
Well, to bring it back to what we talk about is that a piece of the moon actually sold at auction for $600,000. And this is what I love about what we do. Because if you just saw that, it looks like a rock. And why would you pay $600,000? It's about the context. Here it is. It came down as a meteor hit the moon, and a piece of the moon chunked off and then came to Earth.
Yeah, and that bit's pretty cool. What was that within the estimate? And we're out of time.
It was $100,000 more than the estimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I buy a piece of the moon.
Which is really cool.
All right. Well, we are out of time, so you have fun on the train. Greg, you have fun moving your next-door neighbor.
You little whippersnapper.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Enjoy your birthday, Marshall.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Celebrate.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Celebrate. Okay, bye. Have a great week.
Bye, guys.
Take care, guys.
Take care.
Tim, Luke, and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, with Appraise This here on Robin Hood Radio.